From the Bailiwick Express newsroom, I'm Aaron Carpenter. The number of people registered as unemployed in the Bailiwick of Guernsey is now the highest it has been since 1983. The number of unemployed islanders soared from 974 to 1,681 between April and May this year as the coronavirus lockdown took hold. Pubs in Jersey are set to open for drinks only next week, while physical distancing will drop to 1 metre this Friday, according to a leaked confidential letter from the Economic Development Minister. Penned to the Jersey Hospitality Association, Senator Farnham's letter was intended to be shared among JHA members to help the hospitality sector prepare for the upcoming changes. Jersey's Competition Regulatory Authority has found that JT engaged in a margin squeeze to the detriment of his competitors and consumers during a 13-month period ending in February 2020. The authority published an initial notice to impose a financial penalty of £40,000 on JT for the breach. And a famous Guernsey, claimed to be Australia's biggest steer, has died at the age of 9 after being ill for a week, leaving its owners devastated. This week, the Vine family shared the news that the internationally famous Big Moo had fallen ill and had to be put to sleep. For more on those stories and all the latest news, go to bailiwickexpress.com. Your weather, sunny with highs of 30 degrees and even hotter tomorrow. That's Bailiwick Radio News.